When long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad turned 60, she was determined to complete her life's biggest challenge.
You know, in the context of your phrase, my big break, when I turned 60, there was a true existential anxiety about how much time is left. My mama just died. She was 82. And at age 60, I thought, I'm not going gently into that good night. I am going to fire up and live this thing as large as I can live it until I can't live it that large anymore.
She would make a record-breaking swim, Cuba to Florida, over 110 miles away. These were not uncharted waters. Nyad had tried and failed this swim four times before.
You can't find a stretch of ocean more rife with Mother Nature on steroids for a swimmer as you can across the Straits of Florida between Havana and Key West.
There's the aggressive oceanic white-tip shark and the infamous box jellyfish. Its venom is considered one of the deadliest in the world. Nyad's been stung before. That's what ended her fourth attempt, captured in the documentary The Other Shore.
Oh, yeah! Fire! Fire!
Oh, yeah, she's got it all over her.
Even after that, Nyad went back. In 2013, she tried again. She had a specially designed suit and mask to protect from jellyfish. Guided along by her team of boats with her best friend, Bonnie Stoll, on board, their new motto was, Find a Way.
Standing on the rocks, we started at Marina Hemingway, which is a famous location in Havana, and we're screaming to each other, onward, find a way. It's a surreal feeling. Like, you know, I think it's worse when you know what's out there. Those first few hours are a matter of settling in. It's a real extreme state of sensory deprivation. I'm really just out in my own world. I see the yellow brick road right below me, and it's not Dorothy and the Tin Man. It's the seven dwarfs. They're marching along. They're going right where you're going. So just follow them for a while. So I can't tell you how helpful they were. For 3 or 4 hours, I'm watching the little men, and I'm thinking, what was that guy's name again? Sleepy? I can't remember. Anyway, you do go into full-fledged hallucinations, but much more at night. The nights were treacherous. Absolutely inky black out there. The wind whipped up that night. I started taking in large walls of seawater. I started vomiting into the mask and kicking hard to keep my face above water. And I was sick and I lost a lot of nutrition and hydration during that night. So that whole next day, Bonnie and her gang would have me over the side of the boat constantly, instead of every 90 minutes, every hour. Eat a little bit of banana, just anything, to recuperate from the night before and get ready for the next night. The second night, at the 38, 40-hour mark, I was having trouble gripping onto reality, and I was having trouble swimming. I was stopping, and I was shivering. I forgot what we were doing. I was really out of it, and Bonnie decided I needed it, and she called me over toward the boat, and she said, put your goggles up on your forehead. Get up above the surface. Look that way. What do you see? And I said, oh, the sun's coming up, and I'm going to get warmed up by the sun's rays. Oh, I can't wait. And she said, no, it's better than the sun. Those are the lights of Key West. This swim took 53 hours. I've taken on those life lessons, that big break of just wanting the journey to be an elevated experience, no matter the success. Those people on the beach that day, they were crying. There were several thousand people. What they saw was a human being who had a dream and refused to give up on it. That's how simple the story is.
Diana Nyad, her memoir, Find a Way, comes out this fall. You don't have to swim from Cuba to Florida to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.